Hi, this is Jessica, and I'm going to take you through some tarot techniques which bring together your past, present, and potential future. This is really a recap of a talk that I gave in Melbourne not so very long ago at the end of 2019. For those of you who couldn't make it or can't be there, here is a way to take your tarot deck at home and also to look at new decks like the before tarot and the after tarot, using them in a continual flow to work with time and work with your reality. Now, as I said at the talk the other day, in the old days of tarot, when I first began reading and being read for in my 20s, the standard way of looking at the future was for you to randomly pick a card, except it wasn't random at all, and for the reader or the professional psychic to tell you that this is your future. Ever since those grand old days when I first began reading tarot, so much science has moved on so quickly that we're now in the interesting position of working with quantum mechanics and quantum reality when we do a tarot card reading, by which I mean there is no fixed and permanent future. In fact, there is not even any singular reality except that which we project. So we're all little slide projectors with lots of pictures in our heads. This gives us a lot more freedom, and it leads us to tarot as a problem-solving tool, which it is excellent for, and it also leads us to tarot as a general guidance tool, just for having a more rounded off, a more interesting, a more fulfilling life, maybe less time wasted. So today what I'd like you to do is get your tarot deck. Now, I strongly recommend that you work with the deck of Pamela Coleman Smith. The reason for this is that Pamela, guided by Arthur Waite, used a diagram or a symbol called a lemniscate in her cards, which shows us a stunning illustration of just this sort of reality. In fact, it looks like a figure eight on its side. It's sometimes called the infinity symbol, and it could be likened to a Möbius loop or a Möbius strip, which is an interesting little time experiment all by itself. If you picture the centre of the figure eight on its side as being now, the present, and you view the loop off to your left-hand side as the past, and the loop of the figure eight off to the right-hand side as the potential future, you can see that they're all of a piece. And that's actually what the tarot is all about. Now, when you pull a card, and you only need to work with one single card to try this at the very beginning, focus on the most important thing about the present. Now, the present by itself is an odd thing to say because as I look at the time now, it's Thursday, it's 11:56 a.m. Am I talking about this specific minute in time or am I talking about the month of November in general? Am I talking about this week? So it's a funny one. But for your own practical purposes, just from a common sense angle, what's going on for you at the moment in general? What's the most important thing in your life? Where are the headlines in your life? If your life was a magazine cover, which Pamela Coleman Smith often designed for, what would be on the front cover? What would Pamela's pick be to illustrate the centrally important thing in your life? And that question itself will nod back to your past, but also have a lot to say about your potential future, which is where it becomes really interesting. Now, it takes a few goes sometimes to tune into a card reading, but sometimes the issue for you will be that you're not seeing what's in front of your face. So rather than just draw your first card and put it back in the deck, if it doesn't immediately make sense to you, sit with it for a few minutes and see what comes. It is not unusual in a tarot reading to be in total denial about what's actually staring you in the face for whatever reason, and yet you on some level and the cards on some level, which were the work of Pamela and Arthur, two visionaries from last century, want you to know there is a message there if you are prepared to receive and get it. So there are two options here: putting the card back in if it really doesn't make any sense to you, and tuning in the way that you fiddle with a radio dial to get the right frequency about the present, shuffling card after card until you get there, or giving yourself the luxury of time to just sit with the first card until it clicks, until you see what's in front of your eyes. Now, there are tons of books of meanings, obviously, for the tarot. They've been produced in huge volumes since the 20th century revival of Pamela's deck. You also get free booklets with decks of cards, and different readers have different interpretations. There's a wealth of stuff online, as you know. One of the best things that you can do is really just open up to the cards on a psychic or intuitive level and put your book to one side. Sometimes the symbols will speak to you in a very personal way, so don't be afraid of interpreting them as they are for you. So, for example, in an experiment today, I drew the Judgment card, and the Judgment card shows a family of people coming out of their coffins, reincarnating, rising from the afterlife. Above them, an angel blows a bugle with the red cross on a flag, the St. George's flag. Now, that has particular personal meaning for me, which I won't go into any detail now. But just as that card spoke to me quite personally, your tarot card may also have a symbol that would only make sense to you. Once you've tuned in and you have a real feel for the card, use your imagination and perhaps use a journal or a notebook, as we did in the Melbourne conference, and look at everything that you need to make notes about the past, the potential past of that card, and the potential future. So whether you're doing this by yourself or with friends who are interested in the tarot, we did it as a group in Melbourne, it's very important to cast your mind back into the card's past. Ask yourself what happened before. Details that come out there will help you manage the situation now and go into things more deeply. If you see characters in the card, put yourself in their headspace. Imagine what it felt like to be them, what they were thinking and where they were coming from. Do some research if you have to. All these notes are very useful, and something that you can also do just on your computer is open a Pinterest account if you don't already have one, or open a document and slide images from Pinterest into that document. Tarot is a world of imagery. We are all little slide projectors projecting reality away from the pictures in our heads, and therefore the more access you have to a wider scope of imagery and symbolism, the better your reading for yourself is going to be. And just getting a strong feeling for the potential past, what might have led you to this point, what led he, she, or them to this point, is just as important as racing towards the future. In fact, a good way to think about past, present, and future before we get to the subject of the after tarot and the before tarot is to see it as one of those triple mirrors. Now, I'm sure you remember these from your grandmother's dressing table, or maybe you have one that you travel with. They clearly show you in profile to the left and in profile to the right, as well as front on towards the mirror in the centre. Taking this three mirror symbol for a moment, imagine that if you angle the mirrors towards each other, you're seeing a reflection of where the centre image has come from and where it might be going to next. All tarot is a time mirror. And the days of just accepting that we had a locked or fixed future decided by one card or even a spread have completely gone. The science tells us otherwise. One of the things about that shape, the lemniscate, the figure eight on its side, the infinity symbol, which hovers above the head of the magician in Pamela's cards, is that it also looks like a neat shorthand for the north node and south node of astrology. Those of you who are familiar with Pamela's deck will know it is encoded with astrology throughout. It's also true that some of the symbolism explains itself very nicely when you look at the zodiac interpretation of a card or the horoscope interpretation. And the north node symbol and the south node symbol, the loop of the dragon's head and the dragon's tail, when placed touching each other, look not unlike a neat little graphic of Pamela's lemniscate shape. In his book, Cosmic Loom, The New Science of Astrology, the late, great Dennis Elwell had this to say about time and astrology. He wrote, "We often make the mistake of thinking that our life at the moment must owe its existence to what lies in the past, to everything seen and heard way back down the line. We attribute causes to the past when the real cause of both past and present is up front. Events as we experience them are being jettisoned, left behind, in the wake of the forward thrust, and this creates its own illusion. Einstein wrote in a letter to Max Born that the distinction between past, present and future is only an illusion, even if a stubborn one. I'm sure you've seen that before or heard it. Einstein's letter. The distinction between the past, present and future is only an illusion. So this brings us back to the tarot and the river of time. The future flows into the present and back to the past. The past flows into the present and onwards to the future. If you get a sense of a figure eight, of a Möbius loop, or an eternity loop, then you're getting closer to the truth of time and the tarot itself. So this brings us to two decks that are quite recent in the tarot, the Before Tarot and the After Tarot. These Italian tarot decks take Pamela's original beautiful illustrations and rework them into imagined visualizations of what might have just happened before a card and what might be happening in the future of that card. Now again, we have to think about who created the cards, where they come from and for what purpose. The creator of the cards, his or her personality, life and times and outlook is embedded in the imagery. And what we see in these recent Italian decks certainly was not coming from the golden dawn of Pamela and Arthur's day, when so much work was done. These are modern interpretations and very much influenced by the outlook and the personalities of their more recent creators. They may not be your cup of tea entirely, but there is also plenty of food for thought in the before deck and the after deck, as just lining up three cards can show you more inspiration, more space perhaps to create your own sketches, your own notes about taking a different angle on what happened before and thinking about many, many more possibilities about what might be coming next. Now that's absolutely conscious, constructive, creative visualization, if you like, or management of your life and your world. This word consciousness can be awfully confusing. It's very popular in Los Angeles, but it can also mean a sort of slightly fluffy or fuzzy way of thinking about what's really going on. Consciousness, does it mean that we're unconscious, knocked out cold, when we're not thinking or aware? Another quite fashionable word at the moment is woke, which is really about the environment more than anything else. But if we work with these ideas of being awake and alert and tuned in and conscious, if you like, what we're really talking about is that we have found a time in our day or our evening to sit down and look at our life as if it was a book or a magazine, as if we were looking at our life from the outside looking in and writing the book of our life, perhaps changing a chapter that we began the story with, or thinking about what we're going to write on the blank pages of the future. This to me makes much more sense than talking about consciousness. But if we are talking about quantum mechanics, we're talking about the proven reality that nothing is there until you look. Until you choose to look and observe, everything is everywhere all at once in multiple states. Now that's the view of most leading scientists in the field today. So with the tarot, what you're actually being very conveniently given, with just one card, or maybe the before and after tarot card adjacent to it, is the chance to look at the book of your life with full awareness and full responsibility for what's going on. The genius of Pamela's deck, informed by Arthur Waite from the Golden Dawn, was that there was a power and a mystery behind what she painted and created that we've not found in any deck since. Not only were these two well-trained in all aspects of what they called the occult, hidden knowledge, Pamela herself was an astonishingly gifted psychic who was also blessed with the ability to be able to paint music. She painted the sounds that she heard. She was exhibited in New York City alongside Picasso. She is probably the most under-recognized and undervalued woman artist of Britain in the 20th century, when you think that well over 6 million copies of her cards have sold. Together with Arthur Waite, she envisioned something that would become a deck for all time. In fact, it would get the nation through two world wars. Revived in the 1970s by Stuart R. Kaplan, Pamela's deck has now become a portal or a doorway to a very different way of thinking about time. In fact, another way of looking at your tarot card is as a doorway. If you can imagine a door painted with that image, you look for the handle and you step through and go inside. See what might be possible. See what props you might introduce into the scene. Pamela was a theatre set designer. She was employed by Annie Horniman in Dublin behind the Abbey Theatre to create stage sets, and she had a strong feeling for Shakespeare, inspired by her friendship with Ellen Terry, the great Shakespearean actress of her day. So there is a sense with Pamela's deck, sometimes called the Rider-Waite, that everything is a show. Everything is there to be managed and stage-directed and perhaps re-scripted, and that's very much the spirit of these ideas about past, present and potential future. All the world's a stage, Shakespeare said, and Pamela seems to have felt that when she was creating her cards. Along with props that you might bring into a card, you might think about putting people that you know into the scenery or into the action. If you find an image too difficult, you may choose to change that image by imagining what you could do to alter the scenery or the framework. As a tool for intuition, the cards are quite astonishing. By recognising people that you know in the card and thinking yourself into their position, into their mindset, you can do a very great deal to shift things in your own world. So this is not just stumbling around into tomorrow, which is what most people do who aren't attuned to the tarot or astrology or other ways of seeing time. This is not just accepting what comes or not understanding that time is in a loop. Linear time people tend to think that they go to sleep and wake up and tomorrow is just another day. What will be, will be. This very peculiar thing that we do in the tarot and astrology is really about conscious time management, if you like. So have a play with the cards today. Relax into them. But if you feel the situation is more serious, then set aside time to use that journal or that notebook and be prepared to go back and back as often as you need to write your way around things. Don't be surprised either if synchronicity takes place and you see the exact mirrors of those symbols, those people, those pictures turning up in the days ahead after the reading. Synchronicity is also something that astrology runs on as well as the tarot. If you do have access to a before deck or an after deck, remember that they're there to trigger inspiration. What you see in those cards is very much the work of modern tarot people. But as a tool for showing you how the mirror of time might have reflected one side of the loop and is reflecting a possible other side of the loop, they're pretty hard to beat. We've come an awfully long way from the days when one card said it all and that was your locked and fixed future. I hope you enjoy working with the potential of the tarot and begin working with your own notes, your own images, perhaps Pinterest, as a way of massaging now and massaging tomorrow. Another way of thinking about it is life pottery. You've got clay on the wheel. It's called the tarot. Now, what are you going to do with it?